When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of, let's see, it's our Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend edition on a very foggy morning here down in the greater Seattle area. I welcome you to Animal World today. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you are all set up to stream the show. Of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Oh, and there's one of my favorite posts this week. I got to remember to tell you about it. Let's see. As always, here in the studio, keeping things afloat, would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. A little bit hard to see you right now, but, you know, thankfully it's not too foggy here in the studio.
Oh, I think the studio's okay. It's just outside the window, and it's kind of seeping in through, but I'll tell you what. We don't know if Seattle's there. We don't know if the Olympics there. Basically, we can't see much at all. And my drive down was foggy all the way down. And it usually clears up. I'm a little higher elevation than most of the drives I make. So yesterday, Saturday, when I left for my session, it was bright and sunny at my house. But as soon as I got off the hill, it was all fogged in. So. Apparently, it's going to be a while, isn't it, until this fog clears today?
Yeah, pretty much going to be a stretch of days where we have overnight fog coming up and clearing up in the afternoon, though, once we get some sunshine to help burn it off.
All right, well, let's get everybody, because I've got something to start with you right away. But let's get everybody on board here. As always, only when we're taking call days, but in her own private studio, that would be Animal World's call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And church, well, good this morning?
It was,
You did your thing?
I did my thing.
All right, so you're all spiritualized up for
yes.
the day.
I was telling Nathan they had a visitor priest who is a Jesuit, and I went to Seattle U where their Jesuits run that program, so I love very fond of the Jesuits, so it was really nice.
Okay, now because I only know Catholics kind of by osmosis because a lot of my friends when I grew up were Catholic, so I don't know a lot of details. So does that when you have a Jesuit priest visiting, does that change any of the details of the ritual that you
no,
do?
No, same ritual,
it's same thing,
same ritual. They just have a certain way about them.
Okay, so maybe what you feel, the energy related to that. Okay,
yes.
So you definitely and you notice it, you feel a difference.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And that you feel that you, well, if we use get in the right terminology here, you resonate best with the Jesuit energy.
Yeah.
You think that's because you grew up?
I
that's
think
what
because
you grew up with?
I was in college and I had that experience. So
all right,
yeah.
Nathan, does it make any difference to you? He's our other resident Catholic here. So we have those bases covered. Do you notice any difference? Or, I mean, would you know if you did? I mean,
Not too much, probably because I'm more used to like the Roman Catholic type style, which St. Anthony's is too. But Really, it's just a matter of how they present themselves. Like, the architecture of the church might be a little bit different. They have, like, sort of different, almost, like, vibe to them. But everything is, like, traditionally the same, and they all follow the same systems.
Within the religion, do you all accept each other? Okay, so there's no infighting.
No.
Okay, well, cool. Yeah. I just had to, you know, you it's never know the
way,
these days.
I think the way they talk, the way they, their manner, it's, to me, is a little different than other orders, you know, of priests. And so,
because some might be more like chanty type singing in church, or some might not even sing at all in church, but every like core element of the mass is the same. And if you go to a different, you know, kind of, I think it's like called Orthodox church or in the Catholic, but if you go to a different one, and they might have like a different feel to the mass, but all like the mass parts are the same.
Yeah.
And,
well, doesn't Orthodox, that kind of means like it's really traditional and follows all the rules sort of thing? I think that's what Orthodox means.
Like, yeah. There. Well, there's like,
I mean,
the
like
Greek
if you're
Orthodox,
say if you're Jewish, we'll pick a different religion.
Okay.
If you're an Orthodox Jew, you follow all the rules. You know, and like there, you can't, you don't eat stuff. And about the Sabbath and respect and all of that. But if you're not an Orthodox Jew, then you don't necessarily adhere to all of those rules.
Mm, okay.
Now, that, of course, is my own interpretation, and I could be totally all wet, so feel free to, you know.
I have no idea. So
animalworldlive@hotmail.com is our email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If I need to be corrected, please, you know, you feel free. All righty. Now, and of course, we left totally out of the conversation, would be our normal resident here on the third Sunday of the month. And today, though, she's zooming in from up north. And
got the zoomies.
Would be, Natasha.
I got the zoomies.
Natasha Venter is here from
morning.
AngelicClarifications.com. She is a medium, intuitive communicator, personal awareness coach, and all that good stuff. So good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, and I'm grateful to be here.
All right. Well, we're grateful to have you. And probably a good thing you didn't make the trek down. And it is real foggy out there. And I appreciated you letting me know that probably was a wiser thing for you to stay home anyway, because, of course, you work in the school district, a school. And what did you say that your school, that you've had a lot of COVID and stuff? And you said you feel great, but you weren't sure that. Anyway, so I, we appreciate you staying home. But anyway, what's going on with your school? You're up in the Mount Vernon area, is that right?
Or, yes, we're in the Skagit Valley.
Skagit Valley.
You know, we had just in our school district, which we have a pretty big school district. We're one of the widespread for buses in the region here. And we had, I'm just going to say there's at least 5 kids out of each classroom
that have it.
So, yeah. Well, I don't know if they have it
or they
you know, because of logistics of, you can't ask somebody if they have COVID.
Oh, right. Okay.
The HEPA laws or whatever you want to call them. Yet, you know, there's some families that are keeping their kids out of school, and then there's the kids that are coming in that are that there's at least 5 to 10 kids out of each classroom in our school. I only know what our school, but I've heard that across the region. We've got teachers out. It's pretty interesting to navigate.
Yeah. No, I'm assuming that you guys are following the best protocols you can, and that everybody masks, including the kids and the teachers, and
definitely
everybody that can be vaccinated is, and all of that.
Definitely. Yep.
But this stuff is so contagious. I don't know about everybody else, but I never changed what I was doing since we locked down in the first place. Once we understood everything and what we had to do. And so I haven't changed that. My personal practices have kind of adjusted throughout the pandemic. And I had gotten to the point that I was feeling comfortable wearing surgical masks. But then, I don't know, it was a few weeks ago, I don't know how long ago it was, I got that, not good enough anymore, get out that 95, and you're going back to the, and so I've been wearing, you know, a better mask all the time. And of course, right after I got that intuition came into me, that's when, of course, the CDC's recommendations changed and that we really should be wearing better masks. And just from all of my research and what I know, and according to what the CDC is saying now, if you aren't aware of it, cloth masks really aren't doing the job with the Omicron variant. It's just too darn contagious.
In my school or in our school district, there was about 5 years ago where there was a flu that came through, and it almost treated it the same way, where pretty much everybody got the flu. Yeah. I didn't get it, but a lot of the people got the flu, and we ended up having to do the steam treatments.
You
can't use pesticides in schools, so you use the steam treatment, and we were steaming everything we could to get it. But that was about 4 or 5 years ago that we had a hit with the flu the same way. Yeah. But we weren't wearing masks at that time. So,
right. Yeah. So anyway, I'm wearing better masks. And of course, they still say any mask is better than no mask. But if you happen to be a cloth mask person, it would be good to graduate yourself up. And the recommended masks of choice are either the official heavy-duty N95. I find those particularly uncomfortable to wear because they fit so snug and so tight and makes it harder for me to breathe. I do have them, but I don't always wear that version of N95. The other ones they're recommending are the KN95s. Those are the Chinese version of the more relaxed N95.
Korean?
No, KN95's Chinese. Now, I have those. I don't wear those because early on when in the pandemic when they're making those, there was a lot of articles about the Chinese masks not being consistent and some being anyway, so I kind of dismissed those. But then there's also an M95 version, which is the made in the United States. But it is the relaxed version of the N95. It's an M95. That's what I wear. And I like them, you guys all know, because they come in really pretty colors. So I have hot pink and hot green and lavender, and they're very cool. Then the other mask that I'll wear is the Korean version, Nathan, that you just mentioned, and that's KF94.
Oh, that's where I got confused.
Now, those masks are really cool. And the ones I have come with a plastic clip. And so they fit like the other ones that, you know, straps over each ear. The official N95s have the rubber bands, headband types all around your head. That's part of what makes them more difficult to wear. But the KF94s, the Korean versions, go around your ears and they fit very nicely. And so I believe that they would be equivalent to the M95 or the KN95 in that version. But they come with a plastic clip. So if you want to make them more powerful, you put the clip into the ear straps behind your head, and then it tightens it up and snugs it up like an official K95, N95. So I think those are probably the most versatile and the easiest to wear, and they fold up nice. So it's the Korean version of the KF94, and make sure if you get them, I've got them off of Amazon, and you can get versions that are approved by the South Korean version of RFDA. So that's now I'll tell you that I'm doing my private counseling business. I won't work with unvaccinated people, and we mask and distance. But I've stepped up that protocol as well because I was wearing surgical masks. I now wear my M95 mask, and I'm used to pulling my mask down a little bit because we'd be distance and my clients, and so I could breathe a little better while I'm talking. But I'm now training myself to go through a full 4 or 5 hour session talking nonstop with that 95 mask on. Not an easy thing for me to do, but I did a long session yesterday, and I got almost the whole thing, so I'm getting much better at being able to breathe with these things. So you have to practice, and you have to work at it. But for me, it's worth it. And I couldn't close my briefcase because I put a whole supply of new surgical masks in my briefcase because I've now decided when I get to if they're wearing cloth masks, I'm going to make them put a surgical mask over their cloth mask and double mask during our session. So, yeah, I'm hardcore, but, you know, sorry, I'm just not willing to take any chances. I know everybody, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, everybody's going to get it eventually. Maybe that's true. Okay, Natasha shook her head no. She's the psychic. She knows, okay? Anyway, I'm not real willing to give in to that. And, of course, if any of you are I heard that a lot of people are thinking, okay, and I heard yesterday people are now having get exposed to COVID parties. So they're saying, well, we're going to get it anyway, so let's intentionally expose ourselves to get it. I'm here to tell you, folks, if you're thinking that, I don't think that's a wise decision because we still don't know. You know, and the Omicron is not as bad in terms of symptoms, generally speaking, as the Delta and we've been experienced. But we don't know who's going to get it worse than others and who's going to get the long term stuff. And there's still a lot of I say that's a dumb idea.
It's not chickenpox.
No.
No.
That's true.
It's not. And there's a lot of us that don't know certain things about our bodies.
Yeah,
you know that we have weaknesses in our bodies, and when you play that game, you know, like I have a coworker that, you know, she has MS and fibromyalgia, and it's like, you know, she says, I didn't think I was going to get it that bad.
Hello. Well, and I, you know, there are a lot of people out there coming from the point that, you know, still the vaccine holdouts, and sometimes the attitude is, well, but I walk my talk. I live a really good life and a healthy life, and I eat healthy, and my immune system's great. I won't be able to catch it. Oh, come on. I mean, that is the dumbest thing to say. If you were 100% in balance and perfect and alignment with spirit, you wouldn't be on the planet anymore. No one is on themselves and in balance 100% of the time, all the time. Nope. Or we wouldn't be here on planet Earth. So, you know, be reasonable about what you're doing. And,
well, like
and,
this weekend,
and
I was a little bit
yourself and everybody around you.
Well, like I was a little bit tired this weekend. And I know that if I was to stress myself out this weekend and do things that when I go back into work, my body would be more taxed.
Yeah, more vulnerable.
And so Yeah, taking my time this weekend, I was giving my body a chance to recharge itself so that it can be more, about the diseases around me. Because there is cold still going on. There's coughs going on. You know,
yeah,
it's not just COVID.
Stuff.
There's other things.
Yep, absolutely. So anyway, be wise out there. Be safe. And, if anybody cares, I'm just telling you, I've stepped up. I'm being more cautious and stepping up everything I'm doing and feel really good about that, you know. And, I'm as tired of it as everybody else, but I think it's a small price to pay at this point. I'm hanging in there. And so far working good. So anyway, let's see.
How about something positive? You know what week it is?
Oh.
We've been counting down. That's a hint for you.
We've been counting down.
Okay.
I think I got it. Is it almost baby time?
It's due week.
It's
the original due date was supposed to be today, but it got pushed back to the 2 days later.
Okay, for anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, Nathan is sitting on an egg waiting to hatch as an uncle. He's kind of sitting on the egg from afar. So this is your brother and his wife are pregnant, and the due date is this week?
It is on Tuesday, the 18th.
So how are they feeling?
So
well,
far,
no, I don't. Let's not. Let, Natasha, Natasha is Nathan.
Oh, this is like I'm calling in a debt. You know.
Well, I just want to know.
Is my family member gonna die? No, I don't do.
No,
this.
Not just. But well, now did you? Can you just get a hit on is Nathan's niece or nephew? Do we know if it's a niece or a nephew, or are we waiting?
Nope.
We don't know. Is his niece or nephew gonna come on time? Do you have a sense of that?
Yes. Yes.
It is gonna be around on time.
Yes.
Okay. All right, because, you know, often first babies are late. It could be a couple of weeks later, but your sense is around time,
yes.
So they ought to
yes.
really be paying attention and ready.
Yes.
They're preparing. My
okay.
brother is already on his FMLA from work, and they're getting ready for when the baby decides to make its arrival.
Well, how wonderful. That's wonderful. So we'll maybe next week we'll be able to announce that Nathan has become an uncle. And we'll know whether we have a boy or a girl and all of that
yeah,
good
all
stuff.
That good
so
stuff.
So let's
the
all
name
think
is.
Good thoughts.
I'm proud of them for waiting. I'm proud of them from waiting because oh. a lot of people take that away. And I know I didn't. And it was neat to see what came, who was coming out.
Well, I think you can make a case on either side.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for those who like to prepare ahead, well, if you know what sex and you know what colors to pick or whatever, and if that's going to make a difference. But I frankly, I don't know what I would do.
Well, with my parents, I know they didn't want to find out if my brother was going to be a boy or girl because they just weren't really too concerned. But when I was being born, they wanted to know because somebody had to share a room possibly with my brother. So we had to make sure we had the proper arrangements for,
gotcha. They wanted to
for
know
staying
who was
overnight
coming
in the bed.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's fun. All right.
That is funny.
Okay, now I can't forget this because we've got to take care of advertisers, and then at some point we have to officially start the show. We haven't done that yet, but I have to ask you, Nathan, is something going on? Now, I know it's technically a holiday weekend,
mm-hmm.
but I was kind of blown away this morning driving into work, even though it was foggy. I drove by the disc golf course. The parking lot was full. I mean, before 8 o'clock this morning. Is there something special going on? Is there a holiday tournament or something? Or is everybody just so eager to get out and play disc golf that they're there at the crack of dawn on Sunday morning?
I don't typically get up to the Tall Forest course, which is up in Monroe. That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do know it's been the first non-rainy weekend in a while, so I think people are just getting rid of their cabin fever and going
okay,
out
you just
and
think everybody
golf.
Was just real eager, and that's why it was just packed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's usually maybe a few people there early Sunday morning, but not packed. So I guess a lot of people with ants in their pants that are out there playing disc golf.
And I haven't heard of any tournaments in any part of the Puget Sound region area,
yeah,
too. So
okay. Well,
I know I did that earlier this week, got out and played disc golf. I was like, oh boy, the weather is nice, and got outside and hit up the local course and threw some frisbees around.
So you got to do that this week?
Yep.
All right.
Finally.
Excellent. Okay, so just so you know, if you haven't figured it out, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. It's Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other, or Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. We'll get an update on all the astrological stuff, because wouldn't you know, we've got a lot of wrenches in the work going on with that. So Natasha will explain all of that stuff to us here. We got a new Animal TV that Stacy's got a report for us on, and I'm taking advantage of the fact that it's my show and Natasha's here, so there's some things I want her to look at. And then hopefully we've got some good phone calls coming in. Oh, Natasha, we're going into woo-woo-woo-woo territory. And I can't wait till we get Cindy on the phone because, do we have Cindy and Lucky update on, all kinds of stuff been happening. And it's just, and I can't wait to share with you everything that's going on. And we have to pick your brain because, boy, yeah. Anyway, exciting stuff. So let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers and keep Nathan happy, stay on schedule. Then we'll come back and officially start the show, and then we'll cruise our way through the sideline stuff and until the first phone call comes in. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, 9 to noon. And hey, we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and just as a reminder, their biggest class of the year, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, which is really the foundation and of meditation, philosophy, Hatha yoga, postures, diet, breathing, routines, health, and fabulous foundation class. And it begins this coming Thursday, January 20th, 13 Thursday evenings. And if you're interested, you got to get on anandawa.org, /Raja, R-A-J-A, will get you to the right place. Alrighty then. Let's see. You also know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I do work with people and their dog friends, help them get stuff under control and resolve problems really quickly. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so if you or anyone you know has got problems with your animals, just give me a call. I'm glad to talk to you for free on the phone, and my number is 360-217-7258. All righty then. Gosh, I suppose before we get to chatting about all this other stuff, let's go ahead and officially start the show. If you haven't been here before for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple little Saint Francis prayers. Short one for our animal friends, a little longer one for us human animals. And then we've got some affirmations to get us all straightened out in this crazy world we're living in right now. All righty, here we go. To start with, this is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now, our group of affirmations, there's several in this first group, and some we do for ourselves as individuals, some we do as for our collective animal world family here. First one here, we do for ourselves as individuals, and this is a great one to shift the energy in your life. And and by the way, participating with these affirmations is optional. You can say them out loud along with me. You can say them silently along with me. You can use them during the week, as I know many of you do, like I do, and or you can not participate at all. Completely up to you. Not like dancing at the top of the hours. That's required. But you can opt out of this one. All righty. So here we go. I say each one of them out loud three times. Here we go with affirmation number one. This is for us as individuals. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, the second affirmation here, this comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner. And several of us here have used this affirmation, and I use it daily. I think it got me through the pandemic and keeps me going. I think it's very powerful and a great one to use, and we do this for ourselves as an animal world collective. Here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Oh, righty. Now, the third one here is to get us in the right frame of mind of thinking healthy, good thoughts when we go out and about, and not fearful, oh gosh, we might catch it thoughts. We want to go out spreading health and good vibrations. So here's our affirmation. This is courtesy of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Italy. All righty, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right, one more affirmation to complete this group, and this one comes from Natasha. And thank you very much for this, Natasha. Helps me daily, especially with all the stuff going on. By the way,
you're so welcome.
My house still isn't done yet, but we may have good news on that part. Here we go. Three times. Let's see. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, then, to complete this group of affirmations, I'm going to cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty, now to close out, this is our Ananda Institute Warrior of Light affirmation, and it's the one that they, you know, thousands of people around the world are doing this, and there is power in numbers, and mass consciousness has influence. Thought directs energy as always. So this is just to get us all on the right page. Let's spread the love and light around the planet and see if we can't elevate the vibration. Natasha's liking that idea. Okay, so here's for elevating the consciousness on the planet. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Whew. All right, then. We are all spiritualized up for the day, and hopefully you will carry it through for the week. And all right, so we are officially started here. All right, so gosh, we might as well. We didn't quite touch on this. We're still in the middle of winter. You know, it hasn't been technically below freezing at my house for a little while now. Most of the snow is gone, although when I got to the end of my driveway today and looked through, there's still some haystacks of snow on the road. So it's not completely gone, but at any rate, I'm wondering, Nathan, it looks like, you know, that we're having a dry weekend here, and what do you think? How are we doing? We'll get your realistic perspective, and then we'll get the psychic perspective. But are we looking at more cold spells and snow and stuff, or do we know?
Well, so far it looks like we're just going to be hovering just shy of the 50-degree mark during the daytime, so nothing really concerning as far as freezing temperatures go. And rain-wise, going to be kind of spotty throughout the week. Some days we'll have rain, some days we'll not have rain, but mainly more in the middle of the week is when we'll see our rain.
Okay, because, I mean, there's a pretty devastating snow we've had recently, and what, all passes closed for days last week? And then did you all pay attention and see what happened in Leavenworth? I mean, Stacy, you know, you were over there to visit the reindeer last year.
Yeah, I saw their picture. They had to close down a few days. They
got 4 feet of snow all at once. Now, the photographs, you know, because it's like a Bavarian village. The photographs were spectacular, and it was absolutely stunningly gorgeous.
Right.
Problem is, though, they're not built to handle 4 feet of snow at once. They had to declare an emergency and shut down. So I hope they're okay and all of that. But anyway, so it's kind of important to pay attention.
The reindeer look great in the snow.
I'm sure the reindeer were happy. Anyway, so, you know, prayers for all those folks and the weather and, of course, the mudslides and everything. So
and the West Coast, too, dealing with the tsunami threats.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we had a volcano blow up in the ocean.
Underwater and even, like, the ash and stuff, like, escaped from the depths of the ocean and went into the air.
Right, we saw that. That was over Washington yesterday or so. They were last night on the news. I saw it. We could see the effects of the volcano. You know, that was. It's amazing how fast things spread. And it isn't just the internet. Sometimes it's Mother Nature.
We are all one, aren't we?
Yeah, one. So, what do you see or sense, Natasha, in terms of winter and stuff? Are we done with major snowfalls for our area? We got more coming.
I don't know
what do
if
you
we're
think?
I don't know if we're gonna be getting like the 0 degree or the five. It got up to five, or it got to 5 degrees here in our area.
It got down to 5 degrees.
Yeah, around that Christmas time.
Yeah,
the Christmas to New Year. But I'm feeling what I'm getting is that we're gonna have another dance of snow.
Oh, okay.
And it's gonna be closer to the middle of February, maybe somewhere
that's
in
what
there.
I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's
we're
often,
not done with
often
yet.
We have a snow dump in February. I was hoping maybe we got it over with already, but sounds like that might be wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be a dump, but it's going to be, there's going to be some snow.
Some snow. Okay. All right. Well, we can hold the thought that it'll be lighter rather than heavier this time.
Yeah. We don't know. Mother Nature's in charge of that. I'm just getting the feeling.
All right. Speaking of Mother Nature and all of that sort of stuff, we do have some astrological stuff going on. And presently, we're in a major full moon cycle right now. And I know, you know, that that can affect, you know, a lot of us feel that. But also at our dear planet Mercury went in retrograde again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, about a 3-week cycle, and messes up the detail with communications and scheduling and things. It's not a good idea to start new things during a Mercury retrograde. You know, not a good idea to sign contracts and that sort of thing. And so hold off a bit. So I've just told myself, okay, can't buy a new car yet, or a new, you know, pre-owned car. Can't do that yet. Not during a retrograde. At least I would choose not to unless I had to.
And if you do have to, or you are going to do those things, make sure you read the documents. Make sure that you
read the fine print.
Read the fine print. Make sure that you metaphorically, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's. You know, you really want to make sure that things are in order, because even if there's some people who do really good in retrogrades, you know, because they were born in a retrograde. So it's like home to them. Yeah. So they can maneuver well, but there's other people that don't. And so with that, it's just about being more conscious of how you communicate. You know, how do you send your emails? Making sure your emails get sent.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes emails don't get sent and they don't come back saying, I didn't get you sent, you know.
Yeah.
So making sure that you double check your communication, that, you know, did you hear that okay? Or, you know, just being that kindness, extra kindness helps out during Mercury retrograde. And grace, giving grace. People not are always doing well.
But it's not unusual for appointments to be forgotten or written incorrectly or having to be postponed or changed last minute. So, it's important to write in pencil on your calendars and be prepared for things to change or adjust and all of that, because it's just typical for Mercury in retrograde. And then it also affects mechanical stuff.
It does.
And so kind of what my understanding in wonderful Mercury retrogrades is that something's going to break. It's going to do it during the retrograde.
That's
what happens.
Microwaves.
Yeah, exactly. So you can blame a lot on Mercury retrogrades when they happen, because they happen, what, about four times a year?
Three times a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, three or four. So, you know, you can blame it on the retrograde. But, you know, don't be surprised if things fall apart, break, all that kind of stuff. And it's a great time to review and finish projects and clean up stuff from the past and all of that. And if you need to do new things, you can override the astrological influences with good, you know, strong willpower. But like Natasha said, pay attention to the details. No, because it does affect communication and that kind of stuff. So just pay attention and make sure that you're very clear.
Now, if something does break or go down, do you be patient and wait for the retrograde to end, or is it a good opportunity to bring in something new and get rid of the old?
Well,
we have this full moon with it at the beginning of it. So, yes, it's a good time to say this is time for me to clean up. The one thing, though, like if our car has a part that needs to be fixed or, you know, that kind of thing, understand it may not be the 12-hour or the 2-hour ordeal. The part might take a little bit longer to get there. You know, you may not have your car for 5 or 6 weeks or 5 or 6 days. You know, it's that giving grace to things. And right now also the shipments. And, you know, with the snow that we've had, things are not on the shelves like they were. And I know my husband, who works at NAPA, he's saying it's hard to get parts sometimes because of the shipping and that kind of thing. So it's just giving grace to where things are at.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's also Mercury in retrograde this time is in Capricorn. Last year at the beginning, January of 2021, we had Mercury in retrograde also. And it seemed like the year kind of had a retrograde theme to it. Things just didn't go right all the time. You know, there was a little bit of domino effect there. But that one was in air. A lot of the Mercury in retrogrades last year were in air. So we did a lot of thinking during that process. This one is going to be in Capricorn, which is in Earth. An earth sign. So it's about getting down and getting to work. This year is going to be the theme of getting to work. What can you do to get your feet on the ground and get what you want done?
Oh, interesting. Okay. All righty. So we are We will pause at that point, and we will pick up the rest of the things. We've still got, you know, new animal TV to talk about, and I've got, you know, questions and stuff for Natasha and so forth. And, of course, you know, phone calls take priority. So, you know, if you want to get in line for phone calls, you can certainly do that at any time, 425-373-5527. We are going to take care of advertisers for the last time in the hour, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, let's see, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. He is available for remote treatments, in-person treatments, free on the radio treatments when he's here on Mystic Radio. And he's got the do-it-yourself at-home program. All you got to do is make contact, and he does a free telephone evaluation. So go through the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on contact, fill out the little form, say, hey, want to talk to you, and he will arrange a phone call. Healingministryforanimals.com. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get links on the website, interview on the show. So all you got to do is contact me. You can shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com or just give me a call, 360-217-7258. We're still holding the space for Jude Ponton and Whispering Dragon Center. She is making progress getting stronger all the time, taking her driving lessons, getting ready to, you know, sold the van, got to find her something else. It'll be easier for her to drive. She's learning to drive again. And working on Wednesdays and Fridays. Could definitely use schedule some sessions so you can see her in person at Whispering Dragon Center. Wonderful experience to go in and experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and all of that. But she also does remote treatments. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon on Facebook, or give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then. Gosh, I think we have to honor the fact that phone calls take priority around here, and I think we got time to get one in here, and so we have some place to go. What did you say? We're headed. Where are we headed?
We are headed up north towards Redmond, speaking with Brianna with her cat, Emmy. Welcome to the show, Brianna. You're live with Martha and Natasha.
Hi, Brianna, and you're calling about your kitty?
Yep.
And what's your kitty's name again?
Emmy.
Emmy. And what's going on with Emmy?
So she's having this issue where sometimes we leave them on the patio at night or in the morning because they have a fenced-in patio.
A catio. So they have a catio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so...
And you're saying sometimes they stay in the catio at night?
Yeah, and she's having this issue.
No, do they? Well, wait.
What?
So if she stays at the catio, is the catio closed off from the house, or can they come back in the house?
Oh, it's closed off from the house.
Okay. Yeah. So they're closed. Sometimes they're closed. What determines whether they're closed in the catio or not?
We have a sliding glass door.
So when that's open, they can go out.
Yeah, and then when it's closed, they're either on the catio or
they're
either
the inside or outside. So sometimes they're out in the catio when you need to close the door at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's having this issue where something is scaring her. I don't know if it's one of our other cats or if it's something.
While she's out in the catio, something's frightening her?
Yeah.
Natasha's nodding her head like she's getting something.
Yeah.
So is there, okay. You want to know about what might be going on? Is that why you're calling?
Yeah. Yeah, because she's been going to the bathroom on herself when she's frightened.
Oh, she gets scared enough. What, she, bladder or bowel?
Both.
Both. Okay, so she gets so scared that she's eliminating and getting herself dirty. Well, okay, well, let's find out what's going on. Natasha, no, I don't hear her, Nathan. Natasha, are you there?
I'm there.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
Good.
Yeah, so what I'm getting is that is she normally a cat that is not very self-assured?
Is she a sensitive kitty?
Yeah, she's a little sensitive.
What color is she?
She's black.
Okay.
Yeah, and so what I'm getting is that she in herself is not very assured. And what I'm feeling like I'm getting like a coyote or there's something that is bigger coming in. It doesn't feel like a dog. It has that kind of coyote.
A more wilder energy.
Wilder energy that's feeling like is coming in. And that's what she's getting so scared about is that she does not have that self-assuredness to be able to protect herself.
Okay.
So what I would do is that I would not leave her out at night.
Okay.
I'm getting a feeling that if it's a whim, if you do.
Too much going on out there.
There's too much going on, and she does not have the outside cat skills to manage her knowing on how to survive that if that happens.
Okay.
She does not have the concept that there's something between her and it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her logistic fear flight mode.
Right. So, you know, cats have personalities, you know, and just like, you know, people do.
Okay? Yeah.
So like I have a huge outdoor catio, cat run, but it's attached to my house with a breezeway and cat doors coming. So my cats can come and go and I can close it off from either side if I want to. But I've had some cats like my Sophie, Miss Sophie Sweetcheek. She's a tuxedo kitty. She's Nell's favorite of my kitties. Because he has a preference to, he loves tuxedos. Anyway, Sophie is just tough, and so she polices the yard. And if deer come in or stuff come around the cat run, she flies at the wire side of the, and slams the side of the cat run. And so she scares stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, when my PJ, when he was around, he'd see anything out there, he would flip his cookies, you know, and his hair would stand out 10 inches and he all doesn't have that much hair. And he would fly around the cat run and then come in the house and bounce off the walls. And so he had, you know, so I had extreme reactions on either side. So they can behave very differently. But, you know, it's always a good idea to prevent and avoid. Now, and what I'm thinking of, Brianna, what you could do, because didn't you say your catio, there's a sliding door?
Yeah.
The open. Okay. So one thing you could do, see, you could put in a cat door so she could come and go.
Okay.
Now, when if you have a sliding door like that, they make cat doors that fit into the sliding door. You know, so they're long, tall, and you open the door and stick them in, and then you close the door, and what's left is a panel with a cat door at the bottom. And
okay.
So you can take it in or take it out, and but as long as you have it in there, they're free to come and go. Now, so let's find out, Natasha, if you can kind of look at the energy. If Brianna, if she was to put in, you know, a cat door in the slider so the cat could come and go, would the cat have the wherewithal to come in when there's stuff going on? Or would it might still be an issue and she'd have to close the cat door so they're really not worth doing it in the first place?
Well, I'm getting that the other cat would enjoy having that flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the one that, sorry, her name just slipped out of my head.
Emmy,
that she has that energy where if you can just shut the door, she'd be happy. She has a routine. She can go out during the day. You know, there's different things. She can see them differently. She doesn't feel, she feels things. She's very empathic.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like. So with that she feels things that are out there. So you know how a lot of empaths, they make things bigger than they are?
Right. She does that.
She can do that.
That was
and
like
so with
PJ.
That I feel like that her being indoors at night gives her that security, that groundedness that, you know, she knows where she's at. She can sleep in her favorite place. She knows what she's doing.
Okay.
That makes sense because when like other things have happened out there, like if thunder is happening or something, she won't like come in on her own. If I open the door, I have to go get her.
Yeah.
She gets into fear and flight.
Okay. So
yes.
I would say that it sounds like no point putting in the cat door because it's not going to solve the problem. It would just be wiser to keep her in at night. And the other cat might not be thrilled, but would be okay with that. Now, the other thing you could do is we could add something. There can be some subtle influences from remedies and so forth. And I get a lot of good reports on flower essences. There's one line that seems to work better than others at this time. And those are the flower essences made by Jackson Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
You know, planet guy. All right. So write this down. Go to JacksonGalaxy.com.
Okay.
Okay. You want to click on the holistic solutions. Those are the flower essences. And Natasha, there's one specifically for self-esteem. That's
yes.
What came in. Do you think that would be helpful at all for Emmy?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there another one that deals with fear and flight? And I
yes.
know that.
Oh, yeah. There's a number of one is self-esteem. You could use more than one. There's an anxiety, you know, safe place for cats, anxiety treatment. So maybe the self-esteem and the safe place for cats, anti-anxiety remedy, those would be good for her.
Okay.
Anxiety.
Okay. So you could.
It's the one for anxiety.
The one for anxiety. Okay.
I think
it's called safe space for cats. That's the one that she thinks would be the best. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Good luck to you. And call and let us know how you're doing. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All righty, we are almost out of time for the first hour. That means it's getting to be Love Train time. So we're going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and in between, we're going to get on the Love Train and we get to dance and move. And I'm really excited to do that and spread the love and the light all around the world. You gotta know that dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. And if all you can do is tap your toes, that's okay too, or drum your fingers, whatever. But get on the love train with us. And as always, I energize the love train with our yogi energization prayer, so that gets us all energized up for the day and the week. And I guess here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Alrighty, everybody, love train coming up, and your phone calls continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.